I think this is today our big point of difference. We are not there to develop the biggest trail race in the world. Our goal is really to develop the biggest trail running show, a real production company, communication company, and not as just an event organizer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gold Trail World Series podcast. This is it. Season's over. Last episode. So I'm sure you've been following everything that has been going on during the Gold Trail World Series final in Madeira. 5 days of racing. That was quite insane. There was really a lot going on. I believe by now you've been able to catch up with all the podcasts, the live TV shows, everything we've kind of broadcasted to the world to allow everyone to experience that race from the inside and see how it was like. Now, for this final episode, nothing made more sense to me than wrapping the season talking about the Golden Trail Series from the inside. And for that, there was no better person but the actual creator of this series, Grégory Vollet. We talk about a lot of different things, the origins of the Golden Trail World Series, how it happened, where it's going, some insight about like next year's races, the formats, the rules, how to get invited as a runner, how to get visibility as a runner, as a brand as well. There's definitely a lot. This is a very deep interview with Grégory Vollet. So without saying anything more, let's hear it from the man, Grégory Vollet, straight from Salomon HQ in Annecy. And here we are with Grégory Vollet, right from the Salomon HQ in Annecy. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Martin.
And without further ado, let's go right into the main topic, the Golden Trail World Series. And actually, to give the listeners a little bit of an understanding of where we're coming from, because we've been working with this series, you and I, for like so many years, it seems obvious. But I feel like there's a lot of people who do not know the story of the Golden Trail Series. So could you tell us like how it started, the origins of the Golden Trails?
Yeah, it's true that the first edition has been in 2018. But we were working on it since 2015. And so we were talking with a different brand at that time to develop a multi-brand series. So we were talking with Scott, with Dynafit, with Compress Sport, with different partners, and tried at that time to gather also some organizer with us. And we discussed during more than 6 months, but nobody agreed on this series. Many of the brands were afraid to be in the shadow of Salomon. And the scale running at that time was still powerful. So we were quite alone at the end of 2016, and we decided and tell to everyone, well, we will do it by ourselves. You don't want to follow. And we worked in 2017 with Claire Zoe Ballas for 1 year on this project, and we launched it in 2018 for the first time, and with a final in South Africa. So that was the exotic place that was attractive for the first year.
Yeah, I remember that. And when actually that series was announced, and the final being in South Africa, and so the top 10 men and top 10 women would be invited, plus one person of their choices. And at the time, it was... You're in the top 10, and the top 10 did not move. So essentially everybody was getting the same amount of money. And so you're like, whoa, okay, so you're guaranteed some prize money and a super cool trip and a super cool race. And I remember like all of a sudden everybody was like, maybe I will take part in this series.
Yeah. And the following year it was in Nepal. And it was really amazing to reach these places that were of course very attractive. The only thing is that with the same price money to everyone, it was more a kind of holidays for everyone than real competition. So we decided to change a little bit the rules. And we have seen this year that the competition was until the last day because it was about point and it was about big difference also of bonuses depending of your result.
True. And not only you changed the way the prize money was structured, but you also changed the format because after 2020, there was no races because of COVID, but we still had the Gold Trail World Championships. So can you tell us a little bit about that championship again?
Yeah, it's true that with the confinement in 2020, everything get canceled. It was very difficult to organize a series. And we, in May, we decided to switch on a virtual competition on Strava segment to select the athletes who will be able to reach the championship. It was something totally new, very interesting to test as well. And we created a segment in 21 countries. It worked super well. In South Africa, I remember that it was like more than 300 people taking part of the segment. And the Golden Trail Championship, it was almost the only official race of the year because we decided to organize it on an island in the Azores. And it was an opportunity to create a kind of bubble between all of us. It means that everyone who were able to reach the Azores were getting tested and confined during 24 hours until they get their result. So as we were staying all together during 1 week, we were really creating a safe area. And it was a new format, a stage race, of course, inspired by the Tour de France, with a segment as well to define who's the best climber, sprinter, downhiller. And it creates something so different that we decided to keep it every 2 years since then.
And where did that idea come from to have the stage race and those segments?
Well, in fact, we were working during this year of confinement and searching to have a 1 week of event instead of 7 days during the year, you know? And we were thinking, well, during if we gather all the people from all over the world at one place, let's do it for a while and not only for 1 day race. So we tried to work on something that could fit also with the short distance runners, but where we were able at that time also to reach some long distance runners like Jim Walmsley or Ludovic Pommeret, for example, that they were coming as well in the Azores. So it was very interesting to propose a format that could work for many different athletes profile.
Yeah, indeed. There was a big battle that year, I remember, and it was already the start. Like, I mean, we saw the confirmation with Bart Przybylski, who was really, really strong all the way until the end. Amazing performance. And they were fighting each day with Jim Walmsley and other athletes. Fred Tranchant also, some people who came out of quote unquote nowhere, because he did not exist in the trail running industry. And all of a sudden, everybody was like, oh, who's that guy? So it started also to bring some athletes up in the forefront, like under the spotlights, essentially because of everything you're doing around the races. Because I think this might be something we actually need to talk about a little bit, is you have races during the season and in a final. But what else makes the Golden Trail Series unique and so special, and especially in terms of media?
Yeah, well, first, before to talk about media, I think what is important is to listen to the athletes. Every year, we are doing some meetings, and also they are answering survey to know if we are going in the right direction, and to see also the feedback of everyone. After this stage race in the Athares, we had more than 75% of the athletes that were that wanted to keep this format in the every 2 years. So that's why we did it again this year, and the athlete of this year will receive a new survey, of course. But the feedback was very positive, so I believe that we will continue. And in terms of media, this is you want me to talk about you. And
oh,
when
no.
I say when I say you, I say the dream team that is behind this series, and here we are talking about people that I'm working with since many years, that are expert in their really domain. And it's, of course, Philippe Reiter, who is taking care of all the social media management, but also taking pictures, also creating action videos. You know, he's a little bit the Swiss knife of the team, being everywhere. Never stop working day and night. A lot of investment from all this team. You have, I work with Philippe, I think, since 2010, something like that. Since 2011, with Jordi Saragossa, the famous photographer of many, many beautiful pictures that you can see along the year. And then I'm working since 2014 with Martina Valmasoy, as well as a photographer, also working on the social media management, also working on the action video. She's a little bit the woman side on the Philippe Reiter's job. and after I work since 2019 already with Coastal Forest. So this is the company of Pep Cuberes with Pao Gonzalez and all his team. And in this team, they are many good cameramen, of course. I hope I will not forget anyone, but there is Carlos, Paul, Luc, Mark, who came here in Madeira. I cannot forget David Elar, of course. That is the speaker of and the face now of the Golden on our TV series and our race recap. Of course, there is also Maria. So Maria Fene is doing all the TikTok videos that get viral. You know, there is always someone behind all our content, and she's doing also all the design. She is helping us for the graphic charts and all the graphics that you can see on the stories, you know, the with all the ranking, the colors, everything is choose by Maria. And we have the best speaker in the world, of course, Martin Gaffney.
This message is approved, but not sponsored.
Yes, I think it's very important to have someone who knows very well the athletes, who are close to them, who has anecdote. And Martin, it's obviously the best one, I guess, to talk about athletes, to understand also our event, because he's in its series since the beginning. It was an obvious choice.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. And then maybe to complete the team, Anna Schufer, obviously, and then for PR, Mika.
Mika, of course, he is managing all the press release, taking care of the journalists also when they are coming to the races. So as you can see, there is plenty of people, and I don't talk about the live coverage team with all the camera runners, the mountain bikers, all the companies that are working when we are doing a live. All in all, it's around 32 people that is behind this communication. So I think this is today our big point of difference. It means that we are not there to develop the biggest trail race in the world. Our goal is really to develop the biggest trail running show. And when I say show, it's really we want to reward our actors that are our athletes. We want to reward the ones that are working hard to highlight those athletes. And we are working really as a like a film, you know, a movie, a scene at the cinema. And we are scripting everything. We are working as a real production company, communication company, and not as just an event organizer.
Mm-hmm. True. It is very good to mention that, because this is very unique. And indeed, the race directors the Golden Trail Series work with have the responsibility to put on like world-class events. And then the Golden Trail Series team comes with the media power, the storytelling. And I think this is a perfect getaway to my next question or the next topic. As you said, the centerpiece of this whole series is the athletes, as you mentioned. There are always surveys to ensure that we're always in line with what they expect, what they need, what they want. And you can talk about like how much this series has helped some athletes develop. We're talking about Fred Tranchant earlier, who really became super famous and actually scored a big contract the year after he raced in the Azores. Do you have other examples that you can talk about and that are essentially the proof of the power of the media from the Golden Trail World Series?
Yeah, as you have seen last year, for example, with Nienke Brickman, she arrived at Sierzinal totally unknown from the sport. She just tackled a second place there just behind Maud Mathis, and then she continued to have some really impressive results to the end of the year. And from a year to another one, she was just becoming a professional athlete for Nike. We can take this year more example. Sarah Alonso, who starts for first year of trail running last year, second year this year, at the beginning of the year, 8,000 followers on Instagram. And she competes essentially on the Golden Trail World Series this year. She is now around 80,000, something like that.
So yeah, it's like a 10x increase in audience, just essentially by partaking in the Golden Trail Series and being showcased in the series in the media.
Yeah, and once again, going to a professional athlete level, next year. Same for Sophia Lockley. Same for Ali McLaughlin. You know, they are coming to the Golden. They are showing their level. They are showing that they can promote a brand. The following year, they are becoming professional athletes. This is something, sorry to say that, but that could not happen with the World Championship, simply because all the athletes are not promoting their brand at the World Championship. If I take the example of Maud Matisse at the World Championship, she was promoting Puma or Stian Angermund, for example. So today, the brands knows that if they want some visibility, it's not at the World Championship that they will have it. It's on the Golden Trail World Series. And this is why today, more and more athletes are becoming professional to compete on the Golden Trail World Series.
Yeah, no, that's a very, very good point. And just to clarify, because indeed there was a conflict in dates. Everybody kind of talked about it. It's like, oh yeah, there's too many things going on at this time of year. But can you share how you chose that date and the relationship you had with the attempt of a relationship you had with the world champs?
Well, our date was launched mid-November last year, if I remember well. It was before the World Championship choose their date. So, of course, we were disappointed. I think that it would be good if we could talk together to have a better choice in the calendar, because I'm not against the World Championship. I'm not against the other series. You know, I think that we are doing something different. It's a different format, and we have different races along the year. But for the athletes, we should plan more cleverly the calendar between all the main actors of traveling. So it's a shame. I think that hopefully in the future it will work better.
Sure. Let's go back to this year and this season a little bit. So we had all the kind of the traditional races, part of the Golden Trail World Series. We got the opening with Zigama, who didn't happen for several years because of COVID. Then Mont Blanc Marathon again, and then Cerzinal. And then to me, the unique thing from this year was the US trip. Can you share like where it came from, where the idea came from, and then how it was all organized and who got involved?
First we were thinking that if we take an overseas flight, that we should stay longer to compete two races in 2 weeks. It makes sense for the ecologic impact, but also in terms of timing. So if in the future we are opening two races in Asia, for example, we will do it two races in 2 weeks as well to reduce the travels. After, we were thinking that it's also an opportunity to gather all the athletes from all brands as a family, and to create a kind of a road trip. So this year, the ones that who took part of this road trip were totally amazed, because after Manitou Spring, we drove to Moab in the middle of the desert, and we were running every day on new trails, exploring new areas like Arches National Park or Castle Peak or Fisher Canyon. And it's so different, you know, this kind of landscape that you think you are on another planet. And it was for some of them the first time they were in the US.
Yeah, true. I remember, like, and for the audience, if you've listened to the episode that we covered while doing the trip, we had some testimonial from athletes. And for example, Danny Osens, he said like that was the first time he actually got out of Europe, and he was being pretty honest. It's like, well, if it wasn't for the Golden Trail World Series, I would not have had the opportunity and chance to come here.
Yeah, it's true that we are supporting as well the athletes to come. Of course, financially. So for them, it's a big opportunity. We were going to Monument Valley as well to do this this nice picture of Forrest Gump.
The classic.
Yeah, and I think it shows as well that training and being a professional athlete, it's not only about competition and performance. It's also a state of mind, a spirit that it's more on the essence of the sport that is exploring. I think this is something that is very important for me. And this is also what I wouldn't like to happen in the future, is that if the trail running starts to become five loops or more, six loops of 4 kilometers, we will lose totally the essence of the sport. Of course, it will be much more easier to film it. Ah, for us, it would be perfect. I put some fixed cameras along the way and they are coming six times. It's perfect. But we will then be closer than cross country, than trail running. And we need to really pay attention to that in the future. I'm really afraid about the Olympic game. If one day trail running go there, I'm sure they will want to create loops. So this is something that we will have to fight. And if it happened, it will never happen on the Golden Trail for sure.
Good. So if you want to keep the essence, you know where to go. So cool. That was this year. Let's talk about next year. What is the plan? What is it that you know already that you can share? What is still up in the air, and when can we find out?
So I'm still working on. I hope we will be able to launch the calendar around mid-December. There is no big surprise. We are staying on our main races. So when I say that, already most of the races are covered. So the big surprise will be more one of the race in the US that will change, and of course the final. But we will keep this this road trip in the US in September. What will happen is that I will quit Salomon to create my own company, agency, and to really dedicate myself only to the Golden Trail World Series from next year. And Salomon will be the main partner. So talking about partners, I would like to thank this year the three partners that were joining also the series with Suunto, with Tailwind, you know, who were providing also all the nutrition at the aid station in Madeira at the final for everyone. And Sidas, who came with a full team of podiatrists, pedicure. It was really well appreciated by the athletes as well. They were every morning having brand new feet to compete. It was really well done. And talking about next year or the TV series, we will launch the teaser of the new TV series Chasing Dreams Season 2 around Christmas last year. But we will launch one episode by week. It means that it will cover January and February, knowing there is a 7 episode of 26 minutes.
And so those episodes, like last year, are the recap of what happened this year, but they're not race recap, right? They're actually stories within the year. Is that correct?
Exactly. So I don't want to tell you which stories.
I'm trying to get information.
I think it's important to keep the surprise, but yes, it's mainly different stories. with the series in the background.
Yeah, so highlighting stories, people, like last year. And so people, if I got that right, the teaser will drop around Christmas time during that week, the teaser for the whole TV series. And then weekly after that, there will be one episode covering, it's not like one episode per race, it's one episode per story. And so we'll see what story are covered as the episode drops. And where do they drop? YouTube, I'm assuming? Anywhere else?
It will be on the Golden Trail series.com website and YouTube. Yes. And later on, it will be on the 71 TV channels around the world and on Amazon Prime as well.
So you can watch it on the big screen as well.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, it's really our biggest marketing tool. Last year, with this series, Chasing Dream, we reached around 10 million views. All together. So this is really big. We know that with this TV series, we are reaching outside of just the trail running community. So this is really something that we want to continue in the future.
Yeah, and I'm sure the athletes that were featured last year certainly benefited from having their story told and again gaining more exposure. Next year, we're talking about next year. So, you give us a bit of a tease. There's going to be the US trip again, but different race. Same period. You said September.
Yes. I said that only one race will change, certainly in the US. I need to wait, still the confirmation. I cannot give you a lot of news, but you will know it mid-December.
Okay. So runners, if you're interested, mark your calendars to take some time off in September, and this might be worth it. And actually, that's actually a good question for people to understand. How will runners be able to join the US trip? How do they qualify? How do they have expenses covered? How do they get invited to that US trip?
So I still need to write the rules of next year. But normally what we are doing is that is the top 10 of the Golden Trail World Series 2022 overall, that is covered for all their races. And the top 10 of Ciazinal, or the ones that are the top 10 from a previous race that will join only the US behind. We need to see, depending of the budget, if we will be able to help the top 20 of the overall ranking of the Golden Trail World Series 22 as well. I will know it hopefully beginning. If I can launch the rules in the same time of the calendar, mid-December will be ideal, of course.
Okay, so essentially, if you compete in a Gold Trail Series stage, if you get top 10, you get covered for the next race, and it just goes on and on and on during the season.
Yes, and if you finish top 10 at Zegama, but you don't go to Mont Blanc Marathon, you choose to go to Ciazinal, then you will be covered for Ciazinal.
Okay. So it's not necessarily the next one, but essentially you get a ticket to go to one of the stages of the season. Okay, understood. So you've talked about the visibility that athletes could benefit from, and many athletes, because we talked about, like, for example, again, I'll take his example, but Danny Osons, who came to the US, he's representing Adidas Terex. Ninke, who was a big highlight, was Nike. So there's been people coming from all over the place. And then with the TV show, it also highlights widely different profiles, different athletes, and therefore different brands. Because it's not, even though like it's Salomon is the main sponsor, it's not exclusively Salomon athletes that are featured in those episodes. So, the obvious benefit for the brands?
Of course, we are working on something much bigger than just the brand. visibility. We are working on developing the sport here. One of the goals is, of course, to reach a much larger audience than just the traveling community. And hopefully one day we will be on TV and maybe comparable to the biathlon. We are working with all the brands. We are showing all the brands, and all the brands are investing more and more on the Golden Trail World Series, with investing on athletes, investing on content creation, communicating as well that the athletes are winning stages of the Golden Trail Series. So this is something where we are developing the sport, and it benefits all brands. It benefits the full community. We are really trying to make this sport more professional, as I said at the beginning. And thanks to the Golden, it's happening. It's really happening now.
Yeah, no, as you say, like, we've seen both runners not having key sponsors becoming professional, signing a sponsorship after competing in the Golden Trail World Series. We actually saw that after the Golden Trail World Championships in the Azores, in the National Series. Actually, top three men and women who finished in the Golden Trail National Series final scored sponsorship the next year. So it's a kickoff for athletes who want to become professional, but it's a huge window display for those who are already professional and want to, like, give their sponsors actual, like, probably the biggest exposure they can throughout the year.
Yeah, the brands today, you know, when we are talking about the mercato, it's very aggressive, I would say, actually, because all the brands are trying to recruit the athletes that are able to be top level on the Golden Trail Series. And so the budget of each athletes are also increasing a lot. And it's very good, you know, because now it's no more just the top five athletes that are professional. It's now the top 10, and tomorrow it will be the top 15 or top 20. And, you know, I was following the Tour de France Féminin this summer, and they were telling that 50% of these women are not professional. They are still working. And it should change. And I'm sure that in the coming year, the full peloton will be professional. And this is where we want to go as well with trail running.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's hard to even imagine how, like, these women who, like, compete at the highest level are not still professional. I feel like almost, at least in the trail running industry, there is a bit more parity, a bit more equality between genders, at least when it's public, because I know for a fact that with some brands, it is still not the case. I will not mention anyone, but I do know that. But at least for series where everything is actually public, like with the Golden Trails, all the prize money, all the support is absolutely equal, men and women. And so,
yeah, and also about the visibility, we are really trying to be 50-50 in terms of audience. So when we are creating a photo shooting, video shooting, or whatever, it's always half men, half women.
And as a wrap, but also as an opening, because you talked about sponsors, but since next year you're going out of Salomon and you'll be piloting, managing the whole Golden Trail Series from the outside, and Salomon will be a sponsor. If there's any other brand, obviously not competing with Salomon, but at any different level, whether it is from nutrition, accessories, or anything, or above, like from out of the industry, like, how do they reach out to if they're interested in getting involved?
Yeah, you can reach on the website GoldenTrailSeries.com. You can reach the contact mail there. It's contact@GoldenTrailSeries.com. And they are welcome if they want to contact us and help us to continue to grow the sport. Of course, we are creating a lot of content for them. It's not only a banner along the course. We are giving them pictures all year long, free of rights. We are creating specific and dedicating videos for them that they can use to promote their brand with their ambassadors, with their product. You know, it's a big work to have a partner. It's not that easy, but we believe that if we want to continue to grow the series, we need additional partners, of course.
Yeah. So essentially, and when I read between the lines, like, and I've seen it firsthand, is the work that goes behind adding a new partner. And so with Tailwind, and even CDES, like, I remember all the content team was behind the athletes, working with athletes, creating photos, shoot video content, and then even not only giving it to the partners, but also pushing it on the Gold Trail series social media channels to offer them also exposure. So it was content creation as well as content distribution. And as far as I know, they were pretty happy. And it was showing that at the end of the year, the fact that they wanted to personally get involved and come to the final and be with the athletes and support athletes on the course, I think that was kind of a testimonial how happy they were about this this relationship with the Going Trail. So if you're interested, that's on the website, and it is contact@goldentrailseries.com. And so there's actually someone behind this email address, so you will get an answer. Well, Greg, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're pretty busy at this time of year, and I think you have a well-deserved vacation coming up, so you can actually refresh a little bit. But we really look forward to get more details about what's coming next year. And essentially the date now to look forward to is whenever you're going to release the calendar, about mid-December, and then during Christmas, the drop of the teaser of the TV series.
Yeah. And really, this year we beat all the record of audience. We beat all the record of the number of spectators coming to our races. We are growing from a year to another one, and no doubt next year will be once again an amazing year. So can't wait.
Exciting. Looking forward to it
next year. Yeah, completely.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much, Martin, and see you next year.
See ya. Et voilà. I hope you learned a lot throughout this interview. If anything is not clear, there's always the opportunity to reach out to the Golden Trail Series team, either on the website at this email address, contact@goldentrailseries.com, as well as on social media. It is very simple to reach out. There's a lot of us behind all the media. So if you have any questions, or if you'd like to get involved in any possible way, by all means, reach out. This series, like we explained, and actually we showed it through facts, is growing year on year, and it's going to be super exciting to see what next year will bring. So again, as a reminder, because last year was a success, so I believe it's going to be even better this year. The Gold Trail Series TV show, the first teaser drops during the Christmas season, and then one episode weekly throughout January and February 2023. And the calendar for all the races, most likely mid-December, will be out. It's been a pleasure to be with you this whole season. I've really enjoyed bringing you all the insights, all the information, talking with athletes and getting you all this information really throughout this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, because again, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here for sure. And so all I can wish you is a happy end of the season if you're still racing, off season if you're done, and well recovery, and happy Thanksgiving time, Christmas holiday, you know, this whole winter wonder, and definitely saying goodbye and until next year. I am your host, Martin Gaffury, and as per usual, see ya.